A hero ventures forth from the world of common day into a region of supernatural wonder. Various forces are encountered, a victory is won, the hero comes back to bestow boons on his fellow man. That's Joseph Campbell's definition of the hero with a thousand faces. And the prototype of that myth is Homer's Odyssey. And it's that hero's journey which playwright Marcus Gardley uses as the template for his epic theatrical piece, Black Odyssey, directed by Eric Ting, now at California Shakespeare Theater through September 3rd. In this version, Ulysses is a soldier returning home to Oakland from Afghanistan. He is lost at sea and wanders for 16 years. Back home, his wife Nella and son Malachi wait for him, knowing he may never return. As in the Odyssey, the gods are also at work. Poseidon, Ulysses' enemy, wants revenge. Ulysses' protector, Athena, appeals to Zeus to save Ulysses. Athena shows up at Nella's door in Oakland as Ulysses' aunt Tina, and Poseidon enters the scene as Nella's main suitor. Ulysses himself travels back in time, first to New Orleans in the aftermath of Katrina, and then further back to meet his own grandmother. All this serves as subtext to Campbell's hero journey. Nella, Mordecai, and Ulysses are on a voyage of self-discovery, not only of their own selves, but of their legacy as African Americans and descendants of the diaspora. As the action shifts from Olympus to Oakland to Circe's Island to the underworld and back again, with actors playing several roles, it's clear that Marcus Gardley is attempting something special, an African American Angels in America, using the tropes of magic realism and a cinematic landscape to show, as a whole, not merely the history and lives of black people in America, but also the long-standing goal of coming to grips with a heritage forged in the crucible of abduction, slavery, and racism. It's a daunting task, and maybe that no play can do that. After all, it took August Wilson 10 plays to attempt something similar. The play is overlong and dry in patches. Its marvelous set pieces don't come together quite as well as one would hope. What helps is that Black Odyssey is crowded with great performances. Margot Hall as Athena is a knockout, as is Sophia Fredericks and Aldo Billingsley in a slew of different roles. Azome Ida Henry as Nella and J. Alphonse Nicholson as a determined Ulysses ground the action beautifully. Director Eric Ting manages to use the expansive Calshake stage to achieve as wide a canvas as possible. Despite its flaws, Black Odyssey is a remarkable achievement. Black Odyssey by Marcus Gardley plays at Calshakes in Orinda through September 3rd. For more information, you can go to calshakes.org. I'm Richard Walensky on Bay Area Theater for KPFA.